Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. In this episode, Grenada's Prime Minister Keith Mitchell puts a devastating hurricane season into perspective. Grenada was left in ruins by Hurricane Ivan in 2004, and Mitchell was faced with finding the resources to rebuild.
We had a massive infrastructural deficit, and therefore we had to borrow for infrastructural development, because we believe there is a high correlation between the growth and, of course, infrastructural development. I think it's well known. But we also were clear that debt accumulation must be avoided, particularly domestic.
A little over 2 months ago, the Caribbean was hit by the most powerful Atlantic hurricane in recorded history. Irma's 185-mile-per-hour winds left several countries devastated. During a seminar on sovereign debt at the IMF World Bank annual meetings last month, Grenada's Prime Minister and Chair of the Caribbean Community, Keith Mitchell, said catastrophe risk insurance could help vulnerable countries mitigate the risk from increasingly severe weather patterns.
Thank you. First of all, I think I should thank you for this important initiative. First of all, let me thank the IMF for convening this timely meeting. I also like to express our appreciation for the World Bank's group rapid response to Dominica and to many of the countries. I had the opportunity to visit many of those countries in the last few weeks, and it affected me psychologically and otherwise. It's worth repeating that Dominica is looking at the damages in excess of 200%. Basically, this is what happened in the case of Grenada. We're basically flattened. You picture waking up after 3 hours and one morning, afternoon, evening, wherever, and watching your entire country on the ground. Just picture this. And it's pictured, it's not just the physical destruction. Everyone is looking towards you for a solution. I'm the Prime Minister. So the psychological impact you yourself would be going through at the time, and the average citizen, people who are independent throughout their entire lives, all of a sudden, they depend on someone to even give them food. That is the extent. They give you the atmosphere. And then you get to the question, you're able to satisfy basic needs. The question is reconstruction. Where do you start? Your infrastructure destroyed. Your healthcare system in trouble. Your schools in difficulties. Just everywhere you turn, everywhere you look. It is clear, therefore, the risk insurance issue becomes absolutely crucial. And therefore, based on our experience in Grenada, we had to, in fact, make it very clear to our colleagues in the region that the need for the catastrophic risk insurance is crucial. So we led that exercise in 2015. We had no choice because we had the exact experience of watching that entire situation unfold in front of us and not having the necessary resources to be able to take care of the fundamental needs of the people of our country. And in the case of Grenada, for example, we were the country, the only country destroyed in 2004. We are the only country. Today, what we have is almost six countries in the region destroyed. So the need for that catastrophic insurance, it becomes even more crucial, because even friendly governments and institutions, they were able to focus on Grenada specifically in 2004. But in 2017, with all these countries, friendly governments now have to in fact share the resources and, of course, support among several countries. And the question is, where do you put your emphasis? Which one do you concentrate on? And that becomes a major problem. I'm having to be chairman of CARICOM at this time. And I can tell you, going around to all these countries, I myself was saying, well, where do we start? Which one do we start? You need to start with everyone. And therefore, there is no doubt in my mind this whole question of sovereign debt, the whole question of risk insurance, the whole question of mobilization of resources, the whole question of how do you treat countries in the region, and the question of vulnerability as a factor in economic planning and development is absolutely crucial. I don't think time is not on our hands. Time is now. And therefore, I'm very happy to see that we're having this important dialogue here this morning, because my colleagues in the Caribbean region are anxiously awaiting some serious ideas and, of course, support for how we go forward in this crucial time that we are now facing in the region.
That was Grenada's Prime Minister and Chair of the Caribbean Community, Keith Mitchell, speaking about the devastation caused by extreme weather. The webcast of the Seminar on Sovereign Debt during the 2017 IMF World Bank Annual Meetings is available at imf.org. And if you like this podcast, go to iTunes or your favorite podcast app and subscribe. Just search for IMF Podcasts. You can also now follow us on Twitter @IMF Podcast.